Jonathan, what calamity might have wiped out this first major civilization on this planet? What do you think it was?
I believe it was a disaster in which land and sea changed places and in which life was buried by a tremendous amount of water coming out of the earth and volcanic lava. In other words, it was volcanism, water, and a collapse of the canopy that surrounded the earth, which also was frozen water. And this whole world was actually engulfed in tremendous tidal waves that swept from pole to pole, wiping out everything and reshaping every square inch of the planet.
The evidence for this
is fairly substantial.
Tell me a little bit more about that evidence, because you are a hard fact type person.
Yes, fine. I'll be happy to. Now, there's evidence, for example, among fossils that are buried today in the earth, that they're buried in sedimentary rock. Now, sediment is water-laid rock, and 90% of the earth today is sediment rock, rock that was laid by water action. And in among the fossils, you have the remains of men and animals and trees and whales and sharks, all mixed up together in the same strata. Now, we don't get whales and sharks swimming on land, and they could only get on land mixed up with men and animals if they had been brought there by water. That is one particular example. As a matter of fact, not far from your part of the world, down in Lompoc, there's a little town, I think, up the coast from Los Angeles. Quarry workers some years ago were astonished when they were digging into a mountain or a large area for a quarry, and there they came upon a whale, a baleen whale, standing on its tail inside the earth.
Oh,
an 80-foot whale standing on its tail. Now, whales don't come on land and stand on their tails unless the water has put them there. And before the whale had time to fall over, it was covered. So whatever was doing this was enormous. It was an enormous movement of earth and water taking place quickly. We have the remains of sharks and whales on mountaintops all over the world, mixed up with land creatures. I'll give a few examples. If you go, for example, to the rocks of Gibraltar, hundreds of feet above the sea, there are large crevices which are up to 300 feet deep. That's as deep as a 30-story building, crammed with broken bones of animals from the what is today Arctic animals and tropical animals, all mixed up together. Their bones are ungnawed, which means that they weren't put there by other animals. They are smooth, they look like they've been washed into place, and then trees piled on top of them, and they stuck in the crevices. Now, this story and this scene is repeated on every continent, on hundreds of thousands of mountaintops and hilltops. But we're not told about these things. It's a hush-hush story, but it's all there.
It's almost, Jonathan, as if every past civilization had its own biblical apocalypse.
Yes. I'm going to ask this question too, George. Could this have been a one great world disaster? If we're talking about water, for example, some scientists now say that the water over Europe was 3,000 feet high when Europe was wiped out. If we're talking about water thousands of feet deep, we're talking about something that finds its own level. If it's thousands of feet deep in one side of the world, it's not going to be nowhere on the other side. It's going to be covering everywhere. Yeah. And we've got the same situation where it appears that animals and birds and men all fled together to escape what was coming up. And they all got caught on mountaintops and hilltops and buried and crammed together and broken. And it's a story that's universal. And it shows the fingerprint of a common event.